Now, begin meditation by the initial recognition of why we need to meditate. From our previous studies, we know well that our minds are all the same in that they're out of control, following disturbing emotions that all arise from self-centeredness, seeing one's own self, one's own requirements as of more important than others. And this has led to the mind of samsara totally without control in the face of situations that generate longing, desire, attachment or aversion, anger, dislike and so on. Our minds are so quick to follow those distracting thoughts, and this is a total barrier to maintaining our minds in virtue. The thought that cherishes others, that places the needs and requirements of others before one's own. To be able to maintain our mind focused upon virtue is essential to have perfect mindfulness. The power to set the mind upon virtue and maintain that virtuous attitude even when confronted by the objects of desire or aversion. So think, in order to help others, I have to help myself first. I have to gain the power of a focused mind on virtue 24 hours a day. So to train my mind in the power of mindfulness, I'm going to focus my entire attention on the breath, sensation of the air entering and leaving the nostrils. So check your physical posture, and then with strong determination place your attention upon the sensation of the breath and maintain your attention on the complete cycle of inspiration and expiration, seeing that any deviation from mindfulness on the breath is letting down all mother sentient beings who are depending upon you to succeed. You have taken the responsibility to lead them out of suffering. This is how you are going to do it, on the foundation of perfect mindfulness. So focus your mind on the breath and keep it there. Now reflect upon the nature of generosity, the fundamental quality of mind to be cultivated by a bodhisattva. Generosity is by nature a lack of attachment, clinging to one's own possessions, to one's body, and to one's accumulation of virtue. Plus, a sincere desire to help those in need by giving whatever one can of body, speech, and mind. The essence, then, is non-attachment to me and mine. And generosity is perfected when our mind is pervaded by the attitude to give to others without attachment, without hesitation or expectation of reward. And it's accompanied by bodhicitta, wisdom, and all the other perfections. Through wisdom, we see that our possessions, even our body, have no true essence from their own side. Our possessions are temporary appearances in our life arising from virtuous karma. Our body is a very temporary appearance, again arising from virtue in past lives. Both our body and possessions will soon disappear. Even if we don't give them away, they won't last long. As they have arisen from virtue, the only sensible thing to do with them is to use them to create more virtue. Not just for acquiring possessions and an attractive human body in future lives, but with bodhicitta, using these advantageous things that we have now to create the cause for enlightenment. hoarding possessions out of attachment is clinging to misery. Giving things away, including our life and body, is opening our mind to unending bliss. And opening the opportunity to lead others to unending bliss. The temporal results of generosity are the acquisition of material needs, shelter, food, clothing, and so on, in future lives, and a handsome, healthy body. Without material needs, in future we won't be able to practice Dharma, and our mind will be opened to non-virtue, to kill, steal, lie, to feed ourselves and our family. Without the material support, the Bodhisattva cannot purely and thoroughly cultivate the other five perfections. Generosity includes not only giving material requirements to others, but protecting them from fear, looking after them, showing them the Dharma, and the generosity of a warm heart of love. That which we all crave is the affection, the kindness, the love of others. From the time we were a newborn infant onwards, love, receiving love, has been the support of a stable mind. If we have no material things to give, if we can't give protection from fear, if we can't teach Dharma, we can all give the greatest gift of all, love to others. No matter what our own situation, we can always practice the generosity of love. So reflect upon your life, your circumstances, here and now, and be clear on which of the four types of generosity you can give to others, and make strong determination to do so without hesitation. Especially think of difficult situations with antagonistic people for whom you feel dislike, not inclined to help them materially, and definitely not inclined to have a warm heart towards them. And see how your lack of inclination to help is only hurting yourself. It is a huge obstacle to entering the path to enlightenment. You cannot be a bodhisattva if you discriminate against just one single sentient being. You do not have bodhicitta. generate a warm heart to those for whom you have dislike, especially for those and conclude the meditation by thinking through the positive energy of reflecting upon generosity. May my mind always be stable in the attitude of non-attachment, not clinging to I or mine, and always having the warmth of love and wanting to help others however I can. And then you can relax and stop the meditation.